And finally, diplomatic row between Russia and the UK over the poisoning of a former double agent and his daughter takes a new twist. Moscow now says Britain may have orchestrated the chemical attack.
The elementary logic here tells us about only two possible options. British government either is not capable to ensure defense from such, let's say, terror attack on their territory, or they're directly or indirectly, I don't blame anybody in anything, stage an attack on a Russian female citizen.
Yermakov, who was briefing foreign envoys in Moscow, added that London is hiding facts and could destroy key evidence in the nerve agent attack. The British and the U.S. ambassadors refused to attend the meeting and sent lower-level diplomats instead. Former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Julia were poisoned in the English city of Salisbury on March 4. They still remain in critical condition. London and Moscow have been blaming each other for the attack, turning it into their worst diplomatic crisis since the end of the Cold War. Vladimir Goldstein, professor at Brown University, joins us from Rhode Island. So what do you think? This would be indeed a new twist, directly or indirectly, based on the foreign ministry spokesman of Russia, that the UK may have been involved.
Well, it's a new, I would say it's a new diplomatic twist. That is, you know, there is an exchange of accusations. And for a while, Russians were quiet while England and their prime minister, Theresa May, was raising the volume and complaining and threatening and bullying and issuing their ultimatums. But, you know, when the Russians say, you know, show us the evidence, why are you so, you know, confident? What's the ties? What are the connections? You know, the British government was not really forthcoming. They would say that they are most likely certain and so on. So eventually Russians say, you know, there, you have as many reasons or even more reasons, you know, his death and provoke all this, you know, accusations, whatever, than us, which is true. You know, neither Putin nor his people have any interest in, right before the, you know, World Cup, right before the elections, to get rid of the double agent who lived rather sort of, you know, happily in England for the last 10 years. So I think they're doing absolutely correct, you know, to, you know, turn the tables and start accusing England, because as far as we know, the data and information, you know, England might be as equally kind of guilty for that as Russia.
Thank you. Vladimir Goldstein, professor at Brown University from Rhode Island.